When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Cream Crew. Hunter can't be with us right now, so we replaced him with someone maybe more handsome and more famous. That's right, Justin Gregor. Justin, have you ever been on the podcast?
I haven't. We tried to do it once, but then everybody got too drunk and we scrapped it.
Oh, classic. Ah, it's a classic. That'll get you.
One of those pregame moments.
I am trying to remember what happened with that.
Yeah, we stood around in the kitchen for like 45 minutes drinking, and then we're like, let's film a podcast, and then
let's do a podcast.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me introduce Justin in case.
What's funny is that I think we had decided that it wasn't good enough.
That would not be a problem today.
All about quality here, dude.
So Justin, for those of you who don't know, has been, you know, you may have heard in a few episodes, Justin, whenever me and Don, you know, got a little bit too close to the line, maybe. Justin has edited our podcast for a long time, and then he stopped, and then he started again.
You say I stopped, I got fully laid off.
You got put on vacation.
Yeah, extended vacation, unpaid vacation.
Yes, which is... You know,
unpaid vacation, replaced, and then brought back by necessity.
Yeah, I can't argue with that breakdown. So here he is.
You know, to be fair, yeah.
This episode's an apology, basically. Here's your fucking 15 minutes, bro. Have fun.
15 minutes. Oh my God. Hi, everybody. How's it going? Yeah.
The missing piece about Justin being here that would be unfair not to mention is... Oh, shit. My mic is not recording.
Oh, I'm not recording.
Fuck.
Well.
Welcome back, DJ.
Shit.
Don.
What's the missing piece about Justin being here that would be unfair not to mention?
Part of the reason we had to do that is because this entire time, for like 5 years, Justin has done sound design for every single Flash Kids and Meat Canyon cartoon.
Yes.
So... It was kind of like a availability thing, sir. Don't you also do his sound for his second channel videos sometimes?
No.
All the time?
I have, I think once, but no. Short answer, no. I'm completely cut off of that.
What is it like working for the Meat Canyon?
I tell you what, it's way easier than working for the Flash Kids.
I fucking believe it, dude. Oh my God, do I believe
it? The notes system is pretty much just like, hey, can you do audio on this? And I'm like, yeah, man, I got time. And then I send him a file and he's like, can you send this to the editor? And I'm like, yep. And that's it.
Yeah. What's our note process like?
Well, if you look at my files, you may see that I have upwards of 8 or 10 mixes of every cartoon I do for you. All of which are just revisions and revisions. So it's good. It's fun. I'm really excited for when we get to revisions on Space King.
Oh, fuck. You're right. I tell you what, though. What we offer, bro, is room for growth, hey. You know, which I don't think you're getting with Meat Canyon.
The cool thing, actually, is that, like, when I do a cartoon and I get, like, accolades or I get, like, one note or two notes, it feels so good. You know, I don't know.
Like a fucking beaten child who gets a nice warm piece of toast with butter on it.
Yeah, exactly. It feels so good. I've been starved.
A little digital cuddle.
Yeah, well, like I know you guys and it's like the, you know, you're not, even if I feel like even if I did something and you're watching it on your own and you're like, oh, wow, that was pretty cool. You'll never tell me that, you know? So I just have to be like in your notes, there'll never be like, wow, nice one. Like I did a cartoon the other day for a friend, a guy I work with on Hunter's channel. And he, in the notes that he sent back, like, half the notes he sent were back were like, wow, this was really cool, or like, great job here. And I'm like, oh God, it feels so good.
Fuck. It's so much work to type in those my extra
defense,
good.
Yeah. Not Tom's notes. Defense, but in my defense, uh-huh. I've stepped away from the sound notes process, and Tom just refuses to ever pat anybody on the back.
Well,
ever.
Yeah, I mean, I know Tom.
Like, I think you were just starting to say it's too much work to be nice.
Too time consuming. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In my defense, I am maybe a quarter of the notes problem, and Don is like three quarters of the notes problem. If there's like notes on a cartoon in any capacity, Don is like the primary issue.
Oh, in like the visuals.
But I feel like I'm not as bad.
That's why I think it works to have you do sound notes now, because you're not as bad. Mm. And then after it comes out, I just kind of get over it, which I guess is what Hunter has mastered, you know? It's just like it really is often just a different vision that still works, you know?
Yeah.
So, especially with parodies.
Maybe, Justin, if you just did your job right the fucking first time, there wouldn't be any notes.
Yeah. Like you do for Hunter.
In it? Like you clearly put in all this extra effort.
You get it right
the
first fucking time.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, dude. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's really just that I don't give a fuck about Flash Kids is what it is.
Certainly seems that way. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, but even like, I mean, I think it's just the man trusts his artists, and you guys just don't.
I know. Surrounded by idiots.
So DJ, you do like the, or Don, I call you DJ, you're DJ.
That's fine.
You do all the like animation and like background notes and all that stuff, right? So all those people hate
a lot
you.
Of it. Yeah. Well, but we're trying to get more and more away from that too. So now we have team leads.
Heard.
Generally,
yeah.
So there's a compositing team lead and a background team lead, and
dude, you guys are like a whole ass studio now.
More or less, yeah. I've been doing all the animation notes on Space King, though.
Does that mean I'm a team lead?
You need underlings right. to be a team lead, my man.
With no team.
That's tragic.
It is a little tragic.
You could have a team.
Could I have a team?
You should get an intern. Yeah. That does the stuff
I
want to do for free.
An unpaid intern.
You could actually probably do that if you wanted to.
I wouldn't feel bad, I think.
No.
Plus, I was actually talking to Presley about
this.
It's
just how it works.
It's like, I want to, like, I really want to, like, build my audio thing into, like, get it to the point where I have, basically, like, instead of hiring me, you'd be hiring my company. And so I could delegate things to people. But it was like, I was talking about this and I was like, you know, I still don't think I could ever put like you guys or Hunter's stuff on anybody else. Cause I just don't trust people. I feel like the amount of like of backseat editing I'd be doing would be just like way too much to ask.
Now you understand. Huh?
Yeah. Well, I get a bunch of like dumb little shit all the time where it's just like, oh, like I did the work for this guy that was doing, and this is really mean. I guess maybe it's not dumb little shit, but I was doing a channel that was doing like Minion parodies. And it was like, if I had somebody that I could just be like, hey, do this. And I'll, you know, like I'll pay them like X number and then just take like the extra off of it, like for company. I don't know. Like, but at the same time,
get
I
an
just
intern,
like,
dude.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. Get an intern.
People don't
get
want
an intern. Yeah. No, they will. You just say, I work for big time YouTube hotshots, Flash Kids and Me Canyon.
Yeah.
And then
you
get
don't
them
want an intern.
Fucking whip.
Interns are retards, bro.
Yeah.
Well, no, but this is how it works. You find somebody that is young and happy and not jaded yet, and then you promise to train them to be good, and then maybe they become good, and then that can be your first employee, you know. But in the meantime, you get lots of free labor, which is nice.
So this is a shout out to Cream Crew patrons and YouTube, what are they called? Special Happy Boy subscribers. If you've ever wanted to be a sound person and don't want to be paid for your work, hit me up.
Just come straight to the source. If you want to replace Justin's
job
and not get paid,
you're you're paying them in experience.
Oh, that's the trick, I guess.
And by experience, you mean, hey, synchronize all this audio that Flash gets was too lazy to synchronize. Yeah, for
there
me.
You go. That was maybe like, I don't even think I'm still fully done on Space King. Like, still some of the stuff is out of sync. It's because I just got like a jumbled mess of VO, and then I got the animatic, and I'm like, all right, I need to figure out where some of this goes, and some of it doesn't match up. Like, we can talk about this later, but obviously there's like, you'd had retakes and shit that I don't have yet, and there's just like, it's just a fucking mess. So if I had like a second pair of hands that could do all the bitch work, that would be awesome.
Exactly. Yeah. No, but it's not bitch work. It's an enriching learning experience. Sorry. It's on the road to becoming a professional cartoon sound
you
engineer.
You are not a good businessman.
No, the semantics are really where I'm losing it.
They're so important. Yeah. You have no idea how important semantics are.
Enriching learning experience. What do they call it? Like on-site development or something? I don't know.
An intern. That's what they do.
Much of being like a effective leader and businessman is calling people retards in a nice way.
I love my job for that because I get called a retard or by my bosses like all the time. I'm like, we don't have HR.
Yeah. What people don't understand is HR works for the company. Yeah. So like, you know, cry to them all you want, but it's my ass they're trying to cover.
You could be HR. HR called
me. I mean, essentially, like, actually, maybe I shouldn't speak too much about internal Flash Gets.
Yeah, internal really lay it
Flash
out.
Gets issue. maybe I'll leave that one.
I'm seeing DJ marking the marking the timestamps for me using an inappropriate word.
Yeah, I should make you do that too while you're here.
Got it.
Yeah,
that's true.
True. Yeah, I guess I have to jump right in and edit this like as soon as we're done recording it. So that's cool.
Don't pretend like you have to do much. Like, you've got plugins that you basically edit the whole thing for you.
Yeah, but
you.
I still have to watch the whole thing, you know?
Actually, that reminds me. Patrons are going to want to update. So I don't know if you've been made aware of this. And I am sad to have to report it myself, but a few episodes ago in December, Hunter made a wager that had listened, maybe you, did you catch wind of this?
I listened to the episode after it came out and I heard it. I was standing,
we
were home for the holidays. I was listening to it on my phone in mom's kitchen. And I was like, God damn it. It like the fucked up thing is like, usually I go through, I'm very specific, like I'm looking at levels and making sure everything's cool. And that week was like hell week for Melvin, the Melvin cartoon that came out.
Son of a bitch.
I was like working
obviously.
Yeah. And it's like, so I gotta process Cream Crew, and so I don't want to say I half-assed it, but like I wasn't quite as like, you know, in it.
So to give context to anyone who doesn't know, like in an episode, Hunter, we were still trying to see if Justin actually listens to the episodes he edits.
I wasn't Hunter editing them at the time, I'm processing them, so it's not it, like
okay, sorry, processing. And Hunter basically said if Justin texted him a code that he said in the episode, he would buy him like a fucking $8,000 guitar. Yeah.
No, $17,000 guitar.
It was like he said 8,000. Sunburst Gibson Les Paul.
I think it was more than.
Well, Justin, you'll know how much was it?
I think it was $8,000, but I don't know.
Okay, so $8,000. Guitar.
No, dude, this is 1959 Gibson Custom Les Paul Sunburst.
Who cares?
I care.
He was going to give him a really...
This says $19,000.
Yeah, that's a $20,000 guitar.
Well, in the... Hunter never said it was $19,000 in the episode, but it doesn't fucking matter. It's a lot of money.
I mean,
it's a lot of money. We're getting sidetracked on bullshit.
Yeah, I don't think that's bullshit. It's like twice as big a deal, literally.
Yeah. Yeah, but however you slice it, is an obscene amount of money for someone to spend on a stupid fucking podcast.
All I had to do is listen to the podcast.
And all Justin had to do, just and to give more context, you know, Justin's a musician his whole life. This would be a big thing for him,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I guess. Anyway. So,
Justin, I have to ask you, are you mad at me?
No, you're an honorable
giving
man.
Giving you a little clue.
You're an honorable man, DJ, and I respect.
And you acknowledge that would have been like robbing Hunter, like me personally robbing Hunter.
Would have been unfair.
Justin, if I was your brother, I'd have told you.
Tom, I've felt in the past like we were brothers, and that makes me disappointed. That makes me disappointed in you.
Yeah. Back when we were...
Also, yeah, why does that preclude you from... You didn't fill him in.
Yeah. Fuck you, dude. Well,
blood's thicker than water, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
Hunter doesn't need that. Hunter doesn't need 20 grand. Hunter doesn't need a guitar. I do. Fuck.
It's true. Where were you, Don?
I will say Sunburst guitars are lame.
Yeah, the color was whatever. So,
but if I was you, I would have immediately turned around and sold it. And then...
you're a bastard. No, it's like,
Hunter a lesson.
The nerdy shit is it's the 1959 humbuckers that are in the thing that are like, that make it crazy. Like, it would just be a studio guitar. I would never leave my house and I would record it every day.
That's really nice, funny. You've done the fantasies in your head of how you would use it.
It would be in its case. It wouldn't
That's
even be.
That's like me when I think about buying a lottery ticket, dude.
Guitar rack behind me. It wouldn't even be there. It would be in a case in a closet. It would never leave. I would whip it out to record.
Sunlight would never touch
20
it.
20 minutes at a time,
real.
And then it would go home, and that would be it. Oh, God. Wow. Well, makes me sad.
I guess you can't pick family, huh?
I guess not.
Was mom mad at me for not being more dishonest?
No, she wasn't there. Presley was mad, though. She was in the kitchen.
She was mad at me?
She's mad. Everybody
She
was
didn't
mad
say anything.
Yeah, she, well, okay. You know. She's got too much respect for the family, unlike a few people I know.
Unlike fucking Lexi.
Fucking Lexi. Yeah, no. So it was sad boy days, for sure. But that would have, what a Christmas.
Really, lay it on nice and thick for the listener, because they got to get some good value out of this.
Did Hunter get you anything for Christmas after working your ass off on Melvin?
No, but he got me this holiday for Halloween.
What did he get you for Halloween?
Oh, I forgot. You're not looking at the video. It's it's an enormous dildo.
Why do I get David? He got you one of his own dildos that
he gave me
definitely
one of his
got
dildos
for free.
Yeah. Well, he gave me, I guess for Christmas, I got a Melvin plushie too, but, you know, it's just his own merch.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get jack shit from him.
Well, he doesn't like
Well,
you
that's
guys.
That's true. That's true. So there is like a value add.
So you know what I actually got?
There's a scarcity in that because he didn't send it to all of his quote unquote friends. So
the thing I actually got from Hunter for Christmas was unemployed.
This is a really common theme in your life, huh?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just kidding. He just like the main channel is like inactive.
Didn't he just make a little cartoon about pop?
Yeah, I did that. That was a little. It was.
Yeah,
like,
well, guess who just gave you 15 minutes of fucking.
You guys are
mayhem.
You guys are my real dads.
Yeah, dude, for real, for real.
And it's been 20 minutes too. Like we're way over the docket on my minutes of fame.
God, aren't we giving?
Yeah, you guys are so generous.
What charitable lords we are.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell the listener all about how fucking epic Space King is, because you're one of the only people in the world who has seen as much of it as out
I'm
there.
I'm unironically so excited about it. Like it's such a cool series, and it's fucking, I don't know, man. Like obviously people draw ties between it and some of the stuff that you guys used to do, and maybe the namesake of
that.
Yeah, but no, I really do think it's its own IP, and it's really good. I don't know how much I can really say without like spoiling shit.
That's the best you can say about it. It really is its own IP.
You guys really did make it, and it is a thing that is yours, and you did it.
Wow,
no,
man,
it's hilarious, man.
All right, how about this?
Thanks.
How's it stack up against Melvin?
Don't do this to me.
Don't think about it.
It's a different beast, man. They're different. They're fully different things.
You fucking politician.
No, think about it. Like, one of them is like slice of life, like fucking Mickey Mouse, and the other one is like, Space King, you know?
Yeah, but you prefer Space King to Mickey Mouse, obviously.
Well, you know. Someone, maybe people could say.
If somebody wagered, hey, I'll give you a $20,000 guitar, if you can guess Justin's response to that question, I think I would have won the guitar.
Yeah, maybe. The world may never know. I'm in like a push and pull between like my two cash cans right now, and I'm like, I don't really want to fucking.
Yeah. If you could have like 5 more episodes of either series, which would it be?
I will say the sound design on Space King has been more like enriching. Just because it's like it's a whole universe. It's like a brand new universe, and I get to like make everything up, like the way the guns sound and the spaceships sound and like the aliens and everything. So that's been really fulfilling for me, like as an artist, just because that stuff is.
I'm kind of fucking hyped. I haven't heard any of your sound.
Yeah,
work.
Dude.
In fact, like 80% of the time, I feel like you haven't done any.
Yeah, no, I've done.
That's exciting nothing. To hear. Like,
I've done nothing.
Okay. So one thing that's really been interesting to me is like how you will sound the guns. Mm-hmm. Because weapons in any universe have a real opportunity, like in a sci-fi exactly, universe, yeah. to be iconic.
That's why that's been like right? really stressful for me. And the thing that I have a bunch of libraries from, there's a company called Boom, and they do, I mean, they're mostly like, I don't want to say mostly, but they're a lot of it is combat and like warfare, like gunshots and shit. And the another one whose name I'm not even remembering, but it's like super realistic explosives. Like you'll have like the name of the file will be like 2 pounds C4, and then there will be like 8 files, and one is like
there'll just be a man way back in the mix going Tuck-in!
That's so realistic.
But like there's
oh my god, I feel wow. like I'm there.
But they're like they're from different distances and shit. So like you'll have one bomb, but then you have like. A mic that's like 10 meters away, 50 meters away, 100 meters away. So they get like enormous sounding. And I've been trying to fuck around because the guns in Space King, I guess the designs are already out there, so I'm not spoiling anything, but they're like, they look like fucking cannons, like handheld cannons, but also they're meant to be lasers. So I've been stacking a lot of like these really big guns and like down pitching like enormous fucking cannons. And then trying to stack those with like lasers and seeing how that comes together. But it really is like the pressure of creating something iconic that's like, that's making it difficult. Like, I still don't think I'm fully sold on what I've done, but it's been really fun.
I wonder how much of like iconic sound is based on uniqueness and like putting something together that you wouldn't maybe expect.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know.
That is the fun. That's with monsters, especially like doing sound design for things that don't exist, like giant fucking space monsters, especially is fun. And it's been like a lot of it's been done to death, like the like little chittery sounds and like I don't know, a lot of like monster sounds have been done to death. But I really like I like the in Space King, the opportunity to do something like truly unique is fun.
Ooh, I'm interested. Yeah. I always thought it could be fun for the laser blasts in Space King. You know how they kind of arc lightning and mm-hmm. stuff. You know when a firework goes off, the ones that have that like fizzle at the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I feel like that would be
sick.
Yeah,
like sparkler bit at the end. That's
yeah.
really cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to go if I could go like really hard and have like a I don't know. Like I want to do like field work. I want to like go out in a field with a bunch of microphones and like actually record fucking explosions. I don't know. Like go be as original and like unique as possible. You know,
I think it just needs some kind of interesting bass, like bass tone, mm-hmm. you know, that could come from, I don't think it has to come from an explosion, you know, yeah. like, Stranger things have been done than like making like a sound with a guitar even and then yeah. stretching it out and pitching it.
If only I had like yeah. a 1959 Sunburst Gibson Les Paul that I could
that would be the perfect use guitar for that.
Really cool.
Would have been really cool.
and people would know, oh, the gun in Space King, that's actually a $20,000 guitar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sound.
And that would have been
neat. Too bad. Now I feel robbed.
Yeah.
Also.
Now we're all mad at Hunter.
So now Hunter owes us like $60,000.
We all need
our own
guitar to play in tandem.
That's the only way to really get the sound right is to have three of them playing at the same time.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
That would be so fucking gay, but also I'd kind of love
kind
it.
Kind of a fun
if,
story.
Like, some big element of the like guns is three of us just like playing a single chord in unison.
It would be kind of gay.
$60,000
sound
effect.
Let's do the devil's tritone.
$60,000 sound effect.
Yeah, the devil's triad or whatever.
Do the devil's tritone or whatever the fuck the it's called. In part the gun sound.
Yeah, dude.
That'd be sick. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'll play you one right now.
I gotta take a piss real quick.
Oh shit, here it comes. Actually, wait, that's not even tritone. There it is.
I can't wait to be wrong and then get called out by people.
This is what your gun is going to sound like. Ready?
That's
pretty sick, right?
Can't wait. That's pretty fucking epic.
That's actually pretty fucking cool.
I cannot wait. Did he go? Where'd he go?
Went for a piss. No.
Is this like a common thing that one of you just leaves in the middle?
Oh, dude, sometimes when Don and Hunter get going, like, talking to each other, I'll just fucking leave and go for a piss. They don't even know. They don't even notice.
It's just like nobody can hold a piss in for, like, an hour.
I mean, you know me. I can barely hold one in for 10 minutes.
I dated this girl once she was just, like, the meanest fucking person. She would get mad at people for, like, the dumbest shit. I think she just wanted to be mad at people all the time. But, like, we were on a plane one time, and she got pissed off. Because the people were getting up to use the bathroom during the flight. And it was like, she's like, it's a 3-hour flight. You should be able to hold your piss in for 3 hours. And it's like, dude, like, you don't know these people's situations.
Even if it's true, like, why?
Yeah, like, why
would I need to hold my
that?
Piss in when there's toilets here?
Yeah, for real. Like, I don't know. Just people don't like to be mad at shit. She also had, like, the worst road rage issues I've ever experienced in my life. Like, I was fighting
which,
for my
which
fucking
one was
life.
This okay,
I guess you should mark the timestamp of where to cut that to.
I guess you should mark the timestamp of that.
28:30.
Yeah, the no, dude, people like that upset me. Why can't we all just be happy and like let people do their thing? It's also like, and this is gonna be pretty controversial, but like furries. Like, I understand not liking them. I even understand, like, being, like, uncomfortable around them. But it's like, just let people do their thing, you know? Like, just let, like, it's like they're fucking, they're having fun, you know?
We don't know. What are you talking about?
They're, you know, this, like, people want to, like, dress up and shit. Like, I spent all last week at MAGFest, like, literally surrounded by these people all weekend. And at first, it's like, I mean, I know what you guys are getting up to. Like, somewhere in this hotel, there's a room. The jungle room. And you guys are doing your thing in there. But like, it's also like, you know, just they're having fun. Just let them have fun. Whatever.
No. I don't think I will.
Yeah.
No.
You're no better than getting mad at people for pissing on airplanes.
Spend thousands of dollars and man hours making Space Marine cartoons ridiculing
dude.
Them until they go away.
Dude, like hating on stuff in an extremely petty manner is maybe the spice of life. So I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. Like, that is literally my fucking...
It's the mission statement for Flash Kids, I think.
That's all I've got.
Yeah.
If for real. Truthfully, like, yes, I think furries are kind of, like, pathetic, but I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, okay, so we're on the same page then. You're just meaner about it.
Yeah,
it's
I just
really
think
just
it's
like,
funny,
don't give a fuck about
know?
It. Yeah.
But having said that, if, like, my progeny wanted to be a furry... then there would be a problem.
Well, because they represent
so
you.
So on some level, I do care.
What do you do? What do you
no,
actually...
No, because I don't want them to like
what,
fuck
what
up
do you
their
actually
life.
Do? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But okay, so what do you actually do? No memeing? No joking? Your kid...
This is a meme-free household.
Your kid is probably autistic. That's how we got here.
And, I'm swinging a Bible at their face as hard as I can.
They have a fursona. That's your no bullshit response. You hit them with a Bible in the face
as hard as I can. Big okay. Double handed Bible. I'm not even religious.
Maybe you can like undo the
shit,
autism.
But
if
I feel
you
like it's
enough.
The only thing with the Bible. Yeah. I feel like the only way is you got to keep them off the internet as long as possible.
Oh, for sure. Mm.
Mm-hmm. You gotta,
especially if they have autism, no internet.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, let them get like hyperfixated
until you're
cool.
18 and I can't control you anymore.
Imagine like an autistic person that's like really into something cool, like cars or something, and not like fucking Spider-Man.
Cars aren't cool anymore.
Yeah,
dude.
But it's cooler than cool Spider-Man.
Since, like, the '90s,
I guess, dude. Well, yeah, I guess like electric cars. It's like
anymore.
Way less cool to work on electric cars than it is to work on like American muscle cars.
Yeah, no, I get you. I feel like you got to keep them remote as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
You really like you have to take them somewhere that is like technologically and socially like 30 years behind the curve.
Nice.
If they're gonna have an obsession and fascination with animals, it needs to be like, oh, look at that bird. That's a fucking titmouse. You know?
So they don't get to know about African fauna either, because that would be annoying. They start talking about so if they're going to have an animal fixation, right? That's part of the benefit of being rural, because they can only focus on regular animals.
That's the benefit of being rural. No African fauna. Yeah. No son of mine is going to know about African.
I don't
want to
hear about
African
goddamn
fauna.
Saharan lion.
Yeah.
You know?
True. You got
to
keep them.
What
the fuck
a strange
away from
Japan. Hill to die on.
It's no. Well, okay. What it all is just an attempt.
Honey, I saw that our son is reading a book with African lions in
no
it.
Zoo books.
No zoo books.
And, or Clarence.
He's not going to know about African lions until he's 24 years old. Yeah, strange.
This is, have you guys started watching Love on the Spectrum season 2?
Dude, no.
I'm gonna watch
Down with Love before I watch Love on the Spectrum, I think.
Down with Love, so funny. Yeah. Why not just, I don't know, dude. I can't.
Why not?
I don't need it. I hate them.
I wanna do a Love on the Spectrum Fight Companion style podcast series for the premium.
I would do that. That'd be funny.
Yeah, I think that's the plan.
I know it's, you know, it's wrong or whatever, but I really detest watching them. I get so mad at how like, and
how
I know this is ironic, how like, not how rude they are.
How rude they are?
Like, yeah, me too.
To each other. Oh, yeah. To each other. They're like, so they go on a date, and obviously I understand they can't help it. This is the whole problem. The whole point is that they have social issues. So when they're sitting there facing each other and one of them's like, oh, do you like nature? And the other one's like, no, I'm more of a city girl. And he just like looks at her like she's fucking disgusting and like just immediately like drops his head and writes a big like no on his date card. I just get really mad. I'm like, come on, man, have some like, be nice, you know?
That's like the good doctor, the autistic character, the I'm a surgeon guy. I've never seen that show. I'm a surgeon. People were mad when that show finally ended. Well, they were probably mad the whole time, but when the show ended, they were like, finally, the good doctor's over. Because I guess the depiction of autism in that, I've never seen the show, but they're like, yeah, I'm autistic, so it's okay for me to just be like automatically racist. And just like,
is that what it is?
Yeah,
in
they're
the
like,
show?
There's like some episode where like he's just like,
now Tom's bought in.
Inherently a racist, like a black couple or something comes into the hospital and he's just like, fuck these people.
I got some statistics.
Well,
really?
The
for
show
you.
Tries to play it off as like, he's just autistic.
Oh, he just doesn't know anything.
He just doesn't know anything.
Hey, so you got some, what's wrong with you? Sickle cell anemia? Yeah, I bet it's sickle cell, huh? I'm like, no,
we're going to have to check your colon. Your prostate.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we're going to have to check your prostate real good. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Sickle cell. Uh-oh. They're like, no, I tore my ACL. Yeah, play basketball,
probably play
huh?
Basketball, huh?
Probably play basketball, won't you?
Oh, you guys are always playing basketball.
You guys, that's all you guys play. Yeah, you kind of got an extra muscle in your leg, so it's not really fair.
We should check on that, too.
Not really, Yeah, we should probably check.
Maybe that's what you broke.
Yeah, us white guys, we don't. It's not really fair that you guys get that extra muscle. But it's okay. We can be doctors and stuff instead.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ, dudes.
Yeah, so the good doctor.
Man, this...
There's that episode too. I saw a clip from it with the trans boy or girl or whatever, and he's like, what's his problem? And the doctor's like, she, and he's like, well, I don't understand.
No way, dude. That's awesome.
Did that really happen?
And then. Oh, dude, it's so much funnier because then the doctor's like, the guy, the autist, looks at the thing and he's like, testicular cancer. He's got testicular cancer. And the doctor's like, she has testicular cancer.
That's so good.
He just doesn't understand.
There's only two genders.
He's just silly. What'd you say?
There's only two genders.
There's only two genders. Two scoops. Two scoops. Two genders, two scoops.
It's a... Wow.
I kind of want to watch the show now.
Yeah, well, it sounds like somebody's, you know, somebody with, like, opinions that thinks they have... That's, like, smuggling them with this, like, progressive thing, you know? Like, oh, he just doesn't understand. These autistic guys are just silly.
To just have, like, the voice be some autistic guy. It's like, he just doesn't get it.
His opinions are just because he's kind of retarded.
He's a little bit retarded.
Because he's right.
Yeah. I kind of feel like every good doctor show is about, like, the lead is usually kind of autistic. Like, House is definitely autistic.
That's funny.
Yeah, but that's like, sexy autistic.
Yeah, he's like
straight
sexy
up full retard autistic.
Sexy autistic.
Oh, he's got like, I don't know, he's got like the canes and everything. What if instead of the canes, for example, like me and Tom
are sexy autistic.
Yeah, yeah, no, you guys are hot as fuck.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah,
yeah, dude.
Justin, I just flexed to the camera. Can you leave that in?
Oh, absolutely, I will.
Every time I flex to the camera, people cut it out, and I feel like I earned that one. It was slightly on topic.
I think that I am probably literally autistic to some extent.
Yeah.
The evidence is definitely more for than against. Like that whole face blindness thing.
Is that an autism
thing? I have. Yeah, it is, as it turns out. It's very, very common.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, man.
Keep going.
So this makes me excited. I think we could actually do that video someday, getting evaluated for autism. Because we could earnestly go in for an evaluation. We don't have to talk somebody into unethically assessing us to make fun of them.
Yeah.
You know? And I can
assess you right now. Easy. Yeah. How do you feel about mixed race swimming pools?
You get dirty. Well, really, gross, Willie, that's just a hygiene question.
Yeah, Willie, that's not Willie Waste is, because it's just Willie about Waste hygiene, is. If you think about it. How do you feel about Six Flags, bro? Let's get this autism diagnosed.
Oh, PTSD.
What's your favorite model of freight train?
Oh, true. Facts. Mm.
He's like the M200P.
You know English what? Kids. You know what? I don't know the names, but if you put trains in front of me, I could probably pick a favorite and think that's a good looking train.
Oh,
and that's
yeah,
a dumb looking one.
Anyone could do that.
Yeah, well, no. I think there's some non-autistic normies that'd be like, I don't know, it's a fucking train. They're all just trains. You know what I mean?
Fucking, I don't know, dude. Losers. Yeah. Like our PT.
Yeah, exactly. Cole could not pick a favorite train. He'd just be like, they're just trains, dude. Cold.
I don't know. It's a fucking train. What?
Our personal trainer.
Oh, true.
So what? You like hate that pussy or you don't like to get laid? I don't get it,
dude. It's a fucking train.
I feel like, I don't know, anyone who goes into animation is probably pretty fucking autistic.
Yeah. Maybe.
It does seem that way.
I kind of just followed your ass into it. Like I was like, this is convenient.
Well, you're not even doing animation. You're doing like sound design,
which is
you know?
Cool and sexy.
I don't feel like, I think it's way sexier than animation.
A little bit, yeah. If you said I'm a sound designer for cartoons,
yeah,
there's way less like head cocking at that, you know, than I'm an animator.
I guess true.
I make cartoons.
I make cartoons.
I do say that.
I make cartoons where Sonic's a hedgehog, but also he feels old and he hates Dead Oasis Z because they kind of have stupid haircuts and I don't like how they dance. So, like, do you know what I mean? There's levels, bro.
Yeah, no, that's funny. I do like when I get together with people that have like real jobs, it's always kind of a punchline for me personally when I'm like, I make cartoons. But I don't really make cartoons. That's kind of, it's stolen valor.
Stolen valor.
Yeah, that's stolen valor.
Yeah. I'm sorry,
a lot
guys.
Of that going around.
It's just funnier than saying I'm a sound designer because saying I'm a sound designer is way too sexy and cool.
It's not funny,
making cartoons.
Yeah, not funny and gay.
I went to some like thrift shop thing with my wife, and it was like a kind of mom and pop thrift store, you know? And it was pretty fucking awkward because we were walking around for a while and, you know, say hi to the pop, if you want to call him that, the pop and whatever. And then, but in the end, like, as we were checking out, he fucking, so Tom, what do you do for work? And I always hate that question because I never really know how to answer it. If I'm like, I'm a YouTuber, it sounds gay.
Well, it sounds like you don't have a job. It sounds like you're fucking, you're at a thrift store because you're a YouTuber.
Yeah, you're
Can
a fucking
we sell
loser.
You some underwear?
You don't make any money.
Yeah.
Like, for
I'm
real.
An influencer.
So I usually say I make cartoons or like, yeah, that's what I say. Yeah. But then if you stand around too long, they start inquiring more and it always eventually gets to the question, who do you make cartoons for? And then I'm like, all right, well, we make them for YouTube. We put them on YouTube. Oh, what's your channel?
Yeah. We'll check it out.
Does that make it more
this
cool
motherfucker,
or less cool if it's for YouTube?
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. They're not retarded, even like 60-year-olds. They check the sub count. Mm. So he stands there. He's like, oh, what's your name? I'll look you up right now. I'm like, oh, God. So I tell him, and there's always the awkward part where I'm like, Flash Gits. They're like, huh?
How do you
I'm
spell
like,
that?
G-I-T-Z-Z. G-I-T-Z. And he's like, oh, okay. I'm like, yeah, I made it with my mate when we were 15. It's retarded. And he fucking looks it up and he's like, whoa, 3.7 million. Hey, everybody, everyone. I'm not kidding. There's a fucking thrift store full of people. Everybody, this guy got 3.7 million subs on YouTube. Wow. Good going, dude. Bud. I'm just like, oh, my
it's
God.
It's funny, though. I got
me.
Some fucking all like, these- some of your guys' credit the other day. I was at a party at MAGFest. And I was with my buddy Matt.
Blowy.
Oh,
good
yeah,
job.
Dude. Multiple from guys. But the...
Oh, my God. Hell yeah. Yeah, it's not going to be from women,
no,
is it?
No, definitely not. Look at the demographics on your channel, man. It's not going
to
be...
Hey, we're up to 18% ladies.
Oh, shit.
Shorts don't count,
ladies,
dude.
You guys.
Dude. Shorts don't count.
Ladies in quotes.
Yeah, it is 100% because we started doing shorts. Yeah. And they just can't help themselves.
Women are fickle and
I was with my buddy Matt, who is he's one of the background guys on your channel as well, and he's English. So it's kind of funny because now I have an English friend, and Don obviously has his English friend. So the tradition continues. But we were at this party at MAGFest and started talking to these people, and like we were talking about what we do or whatever, and mentioned that I was like, oh yeah, like I make cartoons for YouTube. And they're like, what channels do you work on? And I was like, well, we do Flash Gits. And they know, like, it was me and Matt, who's English, standing there. And I was like, yeah. Oh, and I was like, oh, and he also does Flash Gits. And I guess it clicked in their head. They're like, holy shit, these guys are Flash Gits. And I let it ride for maybe like 15 seconds before I was like, oh, no. I just do the audio. And he's like a background guy. But it was very fun. They were like so hyped immediately. Kinda, like the fucking energy turned up. It was like, oh shit, these guys are Flash Gits.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Well, you and Matt kind of create like mismatched bizarro Flash Gits as well. Because he has a mustache.
Yeah.
And you've well, Tom has been portrayed as having brown hair. He doesn't have brown hair anymore. Mm. But yeah, between the two of you and him being English, it's just funny.
What was it? I think Tom, you made the joke. It was like we're Flash Gits, like without all the social shit, without autism.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, you guys are definitely, if we ever had a favorable portrayal in something.
In a movie or something.
It'd be you guys.
Yeah, yeah. And they got the details mixed up.
In Hunter's biopic.
Yeah, perfect.
Do you know what? There is no way that we get a favorable in Hunter's biopic when that happens.
You don't think so?
There's no way we get a favorable.
If we're in it at all, we'll be cast and we'll just be in like one scene in the background or something. But they'll make a big deal about it in the social media, you know?
Yeah, like the bastards.
Yeah, it would be like
release the casting.
We'll be portrayed as these fucking like, you know, incel fucking like Hunter moved to Texas. Hey, bro, you should make a cartoon about fucking whatever, you know, give LeBron James watermelon. We will say anything.
We're kind of the bad boys on the internet.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, gee, guys, I just want to make cartoons that make everybody laugh. Nah, that's fucking gay.
Yeah.
That's gay.
Gay. That's for fucking homosexuals. Yeah.
I can't wait to see it. Do you guys think when he is inevitably like a fucking Hollywood loser and he's got like,
no.
You think he'll make a biopic and you guys will be in it? What percentage of that movie do you think you guys will be in?
If Hunter,
zero.
Yeah, if Hunter like
one of so 0% in that movie.
Yeah,
yeah. If there's Hunter gets a biopic made about him, and he had to slit our throats to get the contract signed, yeah. I think he would dip the quill in our blood and do it.
Yeah,
me too.
Golden review of your boy.
Yeah.
He's literally a cutthroat.
It is what it is. I've accepted it.
Numbers,
I'm still his friend.
Lie,
I still love him. Yep.
Yeah.
Whereas if anyone offered me $1 billion to say something bad about Hunter, I would not take
it.
Wow,
you're such a good friend.
Me neither, man.
Kind of awesome.
Yeah, you guys are kind of awesome. You guys are kind of the thing about you guys. You just say what you want to say, okay? And you do what you're going to do, and you got integrity, okay?
We're fucking truth tellers, dude. We say it how it is. Boys. Yep. Sorry, Hollywood.
Sorry, Hollywood. We might not be for you. I unironically really do think Cream Crew is hilarious. It's kind of like I was when I stopped editing, I was like unironically just a fan. Like I was looking for when episodes were coming out and shit. It was very cool.
Aww. Yeah. Well, make some shorts and fucking get this bitch some views.
You got it. This is another really bad week for that.
Okay, we're gonna have to find someone else to do that.
I guess all three of us have an incredible amount of work to do with Space King. So,
oh god.
So maybe not this one.
I think
that's a good way to advertise it.
I mean, yeah, we can do that, but I also think there's just such a backlog of conversations that are ripe for it that need to be capitalized.
Oh yeah, you mean like jumping into like old episodes?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Like all those old Dragon Ball Z and War of the Rings conversations.
Oh, dude, the one about Oppenheimer, not the movie, but the guy about
the sprite.
That shit had me fucking rolling. Oh my god, that was
that's probably top five Cream Crew bits of all time. So
probably top one Cream Crew bit. Mm.
Yeah, I don't know,
no,
dude.
I'd have
all
to
the
think
Gandalf
about it, but it's
so
a contender for sure. Yeah, the Hobbit trafficking
in your pocket. I was doing that shit for one.
No. That's like
really good.
God, it doesn't break top 20.
It was funny.
It's
very funny.
That was in the time period.
That was like as soon as you guys came back, and it was like hit the ground running with some shit like that. It was really funny.
I think part of Hunter's talent is he just casts a spell on you and makes you think dog shit is funny somehow. And I envy him for it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just he can spend an hour pushing the most grating meme of all time. And then for months after, every comment section has it mentioned. Dude. You know,
but it's like the dynamic, because it's like him, like especially like the fucking One Piece live action thing, like unironically and unequivocally the best video, whatever.
That might be exactly what I'm
But it was like, honestly, what made that episode so funny is your guy's reaction to him.
Yeah,
it was amazing. It's so funny. it's like what made it listenable.
None of that was a performance, bro. None of that was a performance. I was so tired of hearing him say that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good. God.
Or a ball against wall.
Ball against the wall is another classic. Yeah. Good shit, man. Yeah.
Hey, Justin, what is our worst cartoon?
What is your worst cartoon?
Oh.
All of them have, like... No, this isn't even going to be, because I already have an answer.
Let's hear it. Pokemon.
I didn't like the fucking Mario cat litter one.
That's easy. Okay. Yeah. Excluding that one.
Oh.
Excluding that
one. That was Hunter and Dawn. I'm not taking any ownership of that shit.
Well,
that
actually, was, honestly, the best part of that
rice
cartoon.
Rice cakes and ice storm.
The best part of that cartoon is was Tom's doing, I think, was the
radio show.
The radio
thing.
Is great.
The racist part.
The racist radio was awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's right.
Second worst. That's too easy.
That gets tough though, because I legitimately like it's like Cream Crew. Like, I'm a fan of Flash Kids as much as I work for it. Like,
I know, but you've done sound for every Flash
the
Kids
one.
Cartoon
okay, the one. This might be
for
a
like
cop
five,
out.
Six, 7 years.
This might be a cop out, but I cannot watch the God of War Elsa one because I fucked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sound effect.
Yeah, there was like this one sound effect that made the whole cartoon for me. Like, it made it so, like, in my eyes, it made it really funny.
It was the funniest part.
And then it was like, and then when I exported it and it got uploaded, somehow that track got muted. And so now I can't fucking watch it because it just hurts me.
Yeah. It was when she crawls. Didn't you record that yourself?
It was like,
tapped your cheek or something.
It was really good. Like, these little, like, skittery sounds where she's like on the, and it was perfect, dude. It was fucking perfect. Yeah, but it's gone forever.
It was one of those where we posted it like on a Monday.
Yeah, it was so late,
already a week past relevance. Yeah. And there was just no
I don't know.
I think that's a great choice. I hate that cartoon mostly because I feel like the script had a lot of potential and it just didn't work. It needed more time.
Yeah, just refining and making it work. That was one of the funniest on the page scripts with like the biggest gulf of translation.
Yeah.
It was just like missing something. The script like actually made you laugh to read like out loud.
Yeah.
I've also got Pokemans. I hate that cartoon. It's just so fucking like bottom barrel scraping
Pokemans
shit tier humor.
That's fine. But I think it's a well-crafted cartoon. And I think I did a good job.
None of our shit is like badly crafted.
There's like a mega throwback to the one. It was about like a soccer player or something.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Suarez. Oh, that is another. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like cartoon two on the channel, as far as
it
is concerned. Yeah, yeah.
Well, whatever.
I think we did Super Future and
Oh yeah, no, it's
oh,
the
that's another
it's
one
the
for
fourth
me.
Video
a couple,
on the channel.
A couple ads.
Suarez Untold.
Pokey Course Go.
Did you guys delete some
Flash
shit?
The Flash Kids cartoons start when it's really a Flash Kids cartoon. It starts at Walter White versus Godzilla, and then Suarez Untold was right after that. So it's like episode two of Flash Kids.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned.
GW doesn't count?
No.
Super
really.
Future doesn't
like,
count? Super Future was great.
I think the channel wasn't what it was going to be yet. We were still living in a niche and figuring it out. But when we started like making high quality parodies, that's when Flash Kids became Flash Kids.
I really like the designs, the super suits and Super Future. I really do like. They're cool designs.
I think the fucking Space King ones are way better.
They are. They're better. The new ones are better, but the Super Future designs are good.
That's like 11 or 12 years of experience.
Yeah.
To make something. Yeah. I think, ironically, too, even though it's obviously like a Kiwa helmet play, they're like the most original and unique.
Oh, they're great, dude.
Of the ones we've done.
Yeah.
Pokey Course Go. Trash.
Yeah, I fuck it. That's actually when I ask what is the worst cartoon, that's the first
for
that one
that
pops in my head. So I think that's where my heart is. Go. Yeah. It's just like there's parts that are funny, but I think even It's not even well crafted. It just in my head, it's just very cheap and bad looking.
One that upsets me very fast is Charizard, but not because like I like the cartoon. It just upsets me how bad Max Mofo's mic sounds.
Yeah,
like I was like the guy. Like you got after Hunter made money. Like fucking
yeah, he's got that fucking Countryman headset.
Yeah, it's just sound. It sounded like shit. And like as the sound guy, I was like. What can I do? Like, what can I do to make this sound good?
Well, ironically, now, well, I guess it's not ironic, but nowadays you'd probably be able to fucking use AI to fix that.
Yeah, you
shit.
Could now, but at the time you couldn't have.
No.
That's, I actually still really like that cartoon, though, even for that fault.
Yeah.
It was a shame because a lot of people couldn't look past the audio quality, yeah. which is understandable. It's like, why does this sound like shit, why would they do this?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, the bummer thing is that it worked for Hunter's cartoon somehow. Like the shitty quality worked in the.
I think it's because that character was screaming the whole time and he was inside.
Yeah.
So it made sense.
Yeah.
It almost seemed like a creative choice. Like he's meant to be abrasive and that's just his voice echoing in the environment, you know. But whereas Charizard, obviously, it's outside and just kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, just didn't really work. But
I really like that cartoon, even despite the audio issues.
No, I like it too. Yeah, just like that's one that sticks out in my head, just because like really like the metric that I'm looking at this question on is like which ones bothered me the most to work on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. No.
I like.
When will you have a mix of Space King ready? I'm kind of off to talking about it. I want to hear it.
I could send you something like decent tomorrow, probably if you want. Yeah, maybe maybe not like a full mix, but I could have SFX pass and stuff. We got it. This is like business shit, but like I need like music from you guys. I need all like the pickups, like the VO that I don't have, and like
there is no music.
There's no music yet.
Silent cartoon, no music in this one for 15 minutes.
That's gonna be awesome. Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yeah. You got to make it work.
I got it, boys. Let's go.
with the gun effect, though, we do need to workshop that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, you should just send it in isolation, and we can talk about it and try to figure out something cool.
Yeah,
because I want to make that a really deliberate, collaborative thing.
Well, I guess if we're outside of podcast shit now, I'm probably gonna spend the next couple hours just knocking out the Cream Crew things so I can get that off my plate, and then the rest of the weekend is gonna be Space King, so I'll send you some stuff.
Well, are we I guess we close out now. I guess that's enough.
Yep. That's it. That's you got your fucking slop, my little slop pigs.
There it was. Hey, go listen to Front Royal on Spotify. It's a great band. They're super good.
I saw someone taking a piss out of Pop Punk in like a video and I forgot to send it to you.
It's a really easy genre to take the piss out of, to be fair.
Which is, you know, tell you something.
Justin has a band, Front Royal. He also is looking for a slave.
I need a slave.
To help him with doing audio for Flash.
I also do another podcast called Chaos at the Coffee Shop. Or the Chaos Cast. So look that up on Spotify too if you want. We write songs.
Just stop it. All right.
If you want to work for me, go listen to my Spotify stuff.
What's your Twitter though? If you I would bet that there's actually somebody that wants to be a intern and learn about sound design and be abused by you.
Dude, sick. Yeah. My Twitter is @I Made A Song.
Okay.
So fucking hit me up, boys.
Hit him up. You'll get to say you worked on a Flash Kids or Mead Cannon cartoon.
Maybe.
By doing whatever drudgery that Justin didn't want to do.
Or you'll just do the next fucking Minions parody that drops on my desk.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
See you next week.
Thanks,
Hunter's
guys.
Back Tuesday. Thank you, Justin,
yes, sir.
For dropping in.
Bye, boys.
We'll speak soon. Have a good one. See ya.